Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and thank you again, Ethel, on this 8th of July, 2026, and it's Wednesday, and it's Ethel Robertson's Fellowship, and I've come along to join her and Glenna, and there are other people that come on here as well, that they just haven't shown up yet, but that's fine, so we continue now, and God is good, and, you know, Ethel shared, and Glenna shared, great encouraging words, just seeing how God is with us in every situation, and sometimes we might feel like we're really on our own, you know. But one thing we got to remember, that God has never changed his mind about you, and he's never changed his mind about me, and that, you know, we're his beloved, and he watches over us, and he's with us. He really is for us. Like, it doesn't matter what our circumstances, how we're feeling, what the bank balance says, what other people are saying, God is for us. And he loves us dearly, and he's working in all of our situation. As long as we're believing him, he can go to work and arrange things for us and help us on our way, you know, and keep us strong and keep us moving. And I think, you know, every believer, and we certainly know this, we've been around for some time, you know, we have those seasons where we get discouraged. You know, discouragement doesn't mean you've lost your faith. It means that, you know, there's stuff going on, and we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And any opposition to us is just to merely make us feel sad, feel weakened, you know, shake our confidence in God, still our expectation. And, you know, so we don't let those things move us, you know. And the negative circumstances are just there and designed to persuade us to stop believing and going before God, you know, that, oh, God's not going to come through. I've been praying too long. I've been waiting too long. But God is faithful. He hasn't forgot anything concerning your life, you know. Maybe like when we all get gathered together at that time, you know, we realize there's things that if we'd have just held out, God would have, we just had the answer right there. It was just coming to us, and we kind of come down in faith, and it stopped it coming to us, like, you know. But God has got all things that pertain unto life and godliness for us. And he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of what Jesus Christ accomplished for us. And so, you know, we can see, you know, we know from the scriptures that God's people, they really face like impossible situations. And God's word often, or not in those times, even with Jesus, it was fear not. Because fear and discouragement clouds the vision that God's put in our heart. You know, when we're clear on what we want and we're excited, you know, when fear comes in, it can bring in that doubt, that element of doubt. And is God really going to do this? Am I just living a pipe dream? Am I just getting excited with nice words and nothing ever happens? But like, discouragement and fear does cloud our vision at times, you know. But faith sees the promises of God. And I think we've got to remember, the just live by faith. We're to live by faith. We're not to live by what we hear, see, smell, taste, or touch in the senses realm. Even though we're in the senses realm, we're not to be moved by our situations and circumstances. And yeah, often enough, we all get moved at times. Often enough, we don't see with faith. And there's no condemnation for that either. But once we recognize it, we can be stronger when another situation comes up. So no matter what you're facing today, God's truth is greater than our circumstances. His promises have not changed, and his power has not diminished. He loves you, and that love for you hasn't weakened. And, you know, God wants you to know he's really with you right now in your situation that you're not liking, that you don't understand, you can't see the end to it, but God has an end to it. God has a way through that and over it, under it, around it, and he can smash it to smithereens, you know. And that's why I love Mark 11, 22 to 24, you know. Have faith in God, or have the faith of God. You know, truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and believe in his heart and doubt not the things which he says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You know, so really what we say, what we confess, is so important. And it comes back simply to our faith and our confession. Are the words we're declaring and thinking in our heart producing faith? Or are we letting the circumstances of our situations and the emotions produce fear? Where we become inactive, where we become procrastinated, you know, where we just don't really move. Where we think, well, I've been through this before and it's just something I have to live with. No, not at all. We don't have to live with any weakness in our life if we choose not to. And it's all about our choices and going to God and following His lead. You know, and God's heart to us, and like He said to Joshua, say to us today, be strong, be of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go, right? Joshua 1:9. Remember Joshua 1:9? And, you know, and Joshua, he was about to lead Israel after the death of Moses. That must have been a tough situation for him. You know, Moses was a great leader. Look at all the things that God had done with Moses. So he had a huge responsibility. Yet God didn't begin by explaining every detail to him of the future. He just reminded Joshua of one truth. I am with you. You know, and that's the truth we got to hold on to. Like, God is with Glenna. God is with Ethel. God is with Jim. God is with Lawrence. No, God is with you. And on your little journey that you had, you know, well, it's quite a long journey you took, Glenna. You know, God was with you. You can look back and say, yes, God was with me. I can look back on my journey also. And God's always been with me. Same for Ethel. Same for anybody else listening to this. You can look back at the journey of your life and different aspects and different areas and different times. God has always been with you. Because you wouldn't be where you are now if He wasn't. Right? So, you know, God's presence gives us the courage. And we may not know every step ahead, but we know He's with us. God is saying today, like He says throughout the generations, fear not. And it's one of the most repeated commands in the scripture when we look at them. Is not work harder or try harder, it's just simply fear not. Because fear magnifies the problem, faith magnifies God, and that's what we want to do. We want to magnify God in our situation. So whenever discouragement begins speaking to your mind, answer it with the promises of God. Don't allow fear to become the loudest voice, but let God's truth become the loudest voice. Whosoever shall say, right? So we want to say what we want, not what we see. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray or when you call for them, believe that you've received it already and you shall receive it. You shall manifest it. God wants you to see that His promises are already yours. And like with Abraham, you know, he became fully persuaded at the promises of God and he gave glory to God. Even before he manifested anything, he gave glory to God. And that's what we're to do. You know, when the emotions are high and when cares are pressing down on us, you know, we're to cast all our cares upon Him, right? Because He cares for us. And God never asked you to carry tomorrow's burdens today, did He? He never says, right, you've got to take what you're carrying now into tomorrow. And He doesn't want you to think about tomorrow. He says, take no thought, right? Take no thought. Don't think about tomorrow, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, you know, wherewith you're going to be clothed. For after all these things do the unbelievers go after. You're my children, I'm with you, I care about you. I'm the source of your supply, I'm your sufficiency in all things. I am your sufficiency, I am your strength. I am your banner, I'm with you. I've gone before you, I've laid the path. You just need to stay in faith and follow me on my path. So, you know, God invites you to place everything upon Him. All your anxieties, your disappointments, unanswered prayer, financial concerns, relationship struggles, uncertainty. He says, give it to me. Cast that to me. He said, look, don't carry it. Why are you still carrying it? Why haven't you released it? You know, what does He say? Like, what did Jesus say? If God cares for the birds of the air and clothes the lilies of the field, how much more is He going to take care of you? Oh, you of little faith. That's what Jesus said, right? He challenged the people. Oh, you of little faith. Even David encouraged himself, you know, and he encouraged himself in God. David reached a point where everyone around him was distressed, and even those close to him turned against him, because their kids were taken into captivity. The enemy had come along. Yet David discovered something every believer must learn. Me, you. And sometimes you have to have courage. You have to encourage yourself with God, you know. You have to remind yourself that God is faithful. God has never failed you. God is still working. God's promises still stand. The situation you're in is temporary. That's a big one that I've learned. And David's circumstances changed because his heart first turned back to God. So when you're in the poo, when you're in the muck and mire, when you don't know where to turn, turn your heart back to God. And God, you know, he renew that weariness in you. Like it says in Isaiah, like these are the promises of God I read now. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And waiting isn't just sitting around tapping your fingers. It's just continuing to do what you know to do. What God's working in your heart, even in that time of discouragement. You do that. And he's going to renew your strength. He's going to make all things brand new. You know, he's going to restore to you the wasted years. He's going to give you double for your trouble. He's going to give you an hope and an expected end and a future. He's giving you a future, hope and an expected end. So waiting on God is not just passive. It is drawing near to him with an expectation. That's what we're supposed to do every time. So when you spend time with God, then what's going to happen? Your strength's going to be renewed. The vision God's put in your heart is going to become clearer. And it stays clear. Your peace returns and your hope rises. You know, because when everything's going hunky-dory, we're all okay, aren't we? But when things start going topsy-turvy, then we're worrying. We're in doubt. Oh, what's going to happen? I thought God was going to do this, but it doesn't look like it. There must have been a load of rubbish, what was said to me then. No. Like, God is faithful. And we don't have to manufacture strength. Because God supplies us the strength. God supplies all your need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. You know, what does it say? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our what? Unbelief? No. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He began our faith. He's going to end our faith, right? He's the author and finisher of it. So discouragement often comes from when our eyes stay on the circumstances and not on God. Like with Peter, like he walked on the water, and while he looked at Jesus, he stayed walking on the water. When he focused on the winds and the wave, what happened? He began to sink. So where you fix your attention in your storm is most important. It determines where your faith will grow. So you've got to keep your eyes on God, keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. What do I mean by that? Well, just remember what he done, his example. How he moved with God, how he looked to God, how he spoke to the winds and the waves and the problems and the devil spirits and the sickness and the disease. He spoke to these things. He spoke to death. He commanded life, you know, rather than talk about the death. Lazarus, come forth, stretch forth thine hand. Like, this is what we need to bring back to our minds. You know, we can. No, God's word lives in you. You've got the implanted and engrafted word in you. And God is always working behind the scenes. Even everything that you're going through, there's a plan and purpose in everything. God's not putting you through those situations like he didn't put Joseph through his situations. But God was with him in those situations like he's with you. And he's got an expected end like he had with Joseph. Look what the end of Joseph was. Look at the end of Job. And God's got the same for every believer that's walking with him. Every believer that trusts in him. Every believer that turns to him. Every one of his kids he's watching over. Because there's many moments when God is working, even though it seemed like nothing's happening. Like right now. Nothing appears to be changing, right? It doesn't seem like it is. Joseph spent years in slavery and in prison before God exalted him. But your day of exaltation or you know, being lifted up is coming. Glenna, your day is coming. Ethel, your day is coming. Lawrence, your day is coming. And whoever's listened to us, your day of being lifted up by God is coming, where you're going to give him glory, when you're going to give him all the praise, where you're life is going to be a testimony of God's power and love in your situation. I never thought God was going to come through, and he actually did. You know, like that type of thing, you're going to give him the praise, you're going to give him the glory. You know, Abraham waited years before Isaac was born. And David was anointed king long before he sat on the throne. But he actually got to sit on the throne, even though it didn't seem like that was going to happen. So God's delays are never God's denials of what he said he's going to do in our life. And he prepares us while he prepares the answer. There'll always be a way. Don't be weary. You know, don't grow weary. Let us not be weary in well doing, the scripture says. In due season we shall reap if we what? If we faint not. We don't give up in our minds. We don't become weak in faith. But we become strong in faith, giving glory to God. So there is a harvest attached to faithfulness. You know, what does it say? A faithful man shall abound in blessings. That faithfulness doesn't mean just going through the good times. It means going through every season, every time in life. See, and the enemy wants believers to stop just because there's a breakthrough. You know, just before that breakthrough comes, he wants you to stop, he wants you to give up. And you're thinking, that's it, there's no more. You don't stop until you get your answer. That's what God is saying. Keep praying, keep believing, keep speaking the truth. Keep serving, keep expecting, keep doing. Your due season is in God's hands, not in yours, right? Just keep doing, guys. Don't give up. Don't be weary in that well doing. Keep moving. And that's the biggest thing. Just keep doing what you know to do. Just like Joseph was a great example. He kept doing everything he knew to do. And I expect he had great times of discouragement. I mean, he was physically beat as well. You know, beaten by the prison masters and all that. And you know, we've got to just think, what did he do? He probably went to God first in prayer. That's what we do. We go to God first in our prayer. You know, we speak the promises out loud, out of our mouth. Say what you want, not what you see. Say the promises of God. All the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. God is not saying no. So why do we get a no? Why does it seem like we get a no answer? Because God is not saying no. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. That's what we got to do. Give thanks, be thankful. Even before you see the answer, rejoice, give thanks. Remember what God already done for you, the deliverance he's brought you before, the rejoicing you had before. You know, stay connected with God, stay connected with believers who encourage your faith. Continue acting on God's truth that you know to do. Faith keeps moving, it doesn't stop. Hope keeps you expecting. So discouragement is a visitor, is not your identity. Just remember that. And God has called you to victory, not defeat. The same God who opened the Red Sea, shut the lion's mouth. He raised Christ from the dead. And he filled every believer with the Spirit. And that Spirit is in you. The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. You know, lift up your head, strengthen your heart. You do it. God has not forgotten you. Your prayers, he's heard already. Your labour's not in vain, it's not empty. Your future is still in God's hands. Don't think that it's the end, because it ain't, it's just the beginning. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. So stand on those promises of God. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. You know, continue walking in faith like he did. He's our greatest example. So that's where we keep our eyes, alright? And the God that began the good work in you, he's the one that's going to complete it. You're not defeated. You're being strengthened for the victory that God has already prepared you for, right? So, you know, God is with you. He loves you. He's called you to a high and mighty calling. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's healed you. He's prospered you. He's made you successful. He's called you to sit at the right hand side of God. And you rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. You know, God has blessed you indeed. He's enlarged your territory. His hand is with you. And he's keeping evil from you so it doesn't cause you pain or grieve you. And you don't grieve anyone else as well. God has given you righteousness, justification, sanctification, redemption, right? Word and ministry of reconciliation. He's made you wealthy in health, wealthy in finances, wealthy in ready-made fields and ready-to-go labourers. He's blessed everything that you're doing. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. He's made you the head and not the tail. You live from the place of triumph. He's given you spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for all these great things you've done for me. I thank you that you're with me, that you love me, that you've called me, that you strengthened me. I thank you that all the desires of my heart, even if they haven't come to pass yet, they've already come to pass because my faith has already called it. And so I know it's going to manifest. I know you're going to bring it to pass. My trust and confidence is in you, God. My trust and confidence is in you, your right hand, your hand of blessing, your hand of strength, your hand of protection, your hand of deliverance. You've already caused me to be mighty. I am a mighty super conqueror. I live triumphantly. And all devils are under my feet and they shake when they hear my name because my name is your name. I am as he is. I'm mighty. I believe your truth to me. I am as Jesus is in this world. Devils run. They're afraid. They're afraid of me. I am a terror to devils. I am a terror to Satan. He's on the run. He's already defeated and he's getting his ass kicked in these skirmishes. God is always going to pull me out on top. Always. And we'll laugh at our enemies. Because God is our strength. God is our deliverer. God is our way. God is our sufficiency in all things. God always causes us to abound and to be victorious. And we give praise and we give glory to the one Most High God. Through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who God raised from the dead, caused him to victory and caused him to sit at his right hand, where he's ruling and reigning in this life and the one to come. Right now, he's already doing it. He's already done. God is not subject to time, space, or matter. And Jesus Christ is filling all in all, and he's in us. And we are already victorious. It just needs to play out now. We're already gathered. It just needs to play out now. We're already delivered. It just needs to play out now. It needs to manifest. It's already done. We have everything. We're the winners. I declare myself the winner in Christ Jesus. Through his accomplished works. My God has already made me the winner. And you. I declare myself healed and whole right now. It's already done. I declare myself very wealthy and prosperous in this world and the one to come. Is already done and accomplished by my Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I can do nothing of myself. What I see the Father do, I do. Me and my Father are one. This is my declaration. This is my confession of faith. Jesus is my Lord. God is my Father. And I'm an heir of God and I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And this is who you truly are. This is the truth about you, not your feelings, not your circumstances, not our health, not our strength. God is our everything. He is our very life. He is our breath. He is our strength. You know, this is what is really working in my heart because I, you know, without God, I'm nothing. You know, I don't know nothing. I am nothing without him and without what God's done through Christ. So I give him the glory and I thank God for the wonderful connections that he's given me in this life. And I've lived a very blessed life up until now, and it's going to only get better. It's only going to increase. And more people will be envious if they don't see the heart and join with God, because God wants it for them too. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And that's the truth of all of this. And God wants you to lift your heart to freedom. He wants you to see yourself sitting at his right hand right now. He wants you to visualize it. You've got to visualize it. You've got to use your imagination. See yourself right now at the right hand side of God in Christ, ruling and reigning as the heavenly Congress member you are. And what you say, see it happen. Oh, I said that and it's happened. Yes, because that's how we should be living. Our tongue should be framing our worlds. Our words should be framing what we do. No, we're framing our doings by framing and saying what God says. We're lifting up the truth higher than ourselves. And so this is what was in my heart. Really thankful to be able to share with you all. And I love you. God bless.